Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. If you're looking for something for the kids to do this weekend, we've got a couple fun options for you. For Atlantic kids, if you've got no school on Friday, join us for Snow Day Camp. That's happening here at the Cass County Community Center for 3rd through 5th graders from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. No cost to attend Snow Day Camp this Friday, the 3rd of March. We do ask that you give us a call if you're interested in attending by today. Make sure we save your spot. Again, Snow Day Camp is open to anyone in 3rd through 5th grade, and even though there may not be snow on the ground, kids will get plenty of experience with winter weather. We'll be making our own snow, examining the structures of snowflakes, learning about how animals adapt to winter weather, as well as having some snacks, playing some fun games, and making friends. Join us for Snow Day Camp. That's happening this Friday, March 3rd, here at the Cass County Community Center. Give us a call to get registered for that free camp. Also fun for the whole family this weekend, Sunday, March 5th, from 2 to 4 p.m. 4-H presents 4-H Mardi Gras, 2 to 4 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center. Bring the whole family for fun, prizes, carnival, games, food, and more. Our Youth Council will have their 4-H Fun Mardi Gras photo booth again. It is open to the public. Anyone is welcome to attend. We'll have fun games and prizes for kids of all ages. Admission is only 50 cents per person. Event tickets are 10 cents per ticket. You can redeem those tickets throughout the carnival for different games and prizes. Be sure and bring the whole family down this Sunday to 4-H Mardi Gras. That is Sunday, March 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. Cass County 4-H Clubs present 4-H Mardi Gras at the Cass County Community Center. If you're wondering about our unseasonably warm weather and the effect that may have on your yard and garden, our horticulture experts have some answers for you in this week's Yard and Garden column. Winter of 2017, no secret here, has been unusually mild in Iowa, with some daily temperatures reaching 50s and 60s and even breaking records in some cases. This, of course, is good news for many folks who don't necessarily like cold and icy winters, but it can certainly be confusing for some of our spring flowering bulbs as well as plants coming out of dormancy. If you have spring flowering bulbs, such as tulips, emerging in February and March, then these normally begin coming from the ground in late March or early April. However, mild winter weather can encourage premature growth. The early emergence is often seen on the south and west side of homes and other buildings, especially where there is full sun. These areas are warmer than the rest of the yard because the sunlight may be reflected off the building as well, and heated basements keep the soil near homes relatively warm. While the premature emergence of spring flowering bulbs is not a great thing, the danger is not as great as you might think. The foliage can tolerate cool temperatures. Often normal winter weather, such as cold temperatures and snow, will return, delaying further growth and full flowering. If this does happen, a blanket of snow may seem like a bad thing, but it's actually helpful, as the snow will discourage additional growth and protect the foliage from extreme cold. Something else you may see this time of year, if you have rabbits in your area, those early flowering spring bulbs may be eaten right off at the ground by rabbits and other animals foraging in your yard looking for those first green things this spring. The best way to stop rabbits and other yard pests from eating those tulips is to place chicken wire or hardware cloth fencing around the plants as soon as the foliage emerges from the ground. One more quick reminder, if you do need to get your private pesticide applicator certification done yet this year, our final training date here in Cass County is tomorrow, Thursday evening, March 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. That training is $20, and it is the final training we will be offering here in Cass County. If you can't make that training, you can give our office a call, and we can direct you to another surrounding county that may have a training coming up. But if you want to attend in Cass County, our final private pesticide applicator certification of the year, again, is tomorrow, Thursday evening, March 2nd, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. For more information on upcoming programs, as well as resources from ISU Extension, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the office to sign up for programs. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.